The Bang Radio Hour is proud to be part of the Belly Up Sports Network. Be bold, stand out.
New England Patriots fans, your team recently won their sixth Super Bowl. Now it's time to celebrate with another championship ball cap and t-shirt. But for this one-time special offer, you not only get another ball cap, you not only get another t-shirt, you get the complete, unedited police surveillance video of Bob Kraft getting a hand job. That's right. Celebrate the Super Bowl and show your pride by watching Bob get a tugger from some of the hottest Chinese sex slaves in the strip mall whorehouse near Bob's condo. Order now and get the special director's cut with commentary from Bob himself.
Yeah, he's right here, boys. She's giving me that with the tongue there. Oh, my God. And the other one, you can't see her, but she's got her finger up my butt.
Order now and get the inside story on the hottest scene in Patriots Super Bowl history.
Oh, jeez, I'm sorry. My goodness, that was fast, wasn't it?
Check for sound. Check for power.
Systems online. Bang Radio.
Wait, what?
The Cleveland Browns are on the clock.
We're called Cleveland for a reason. Go Browns!
Hello, Cleveland!
We invite you.
Step up in the party, step up in the party, ha!
Now we went to being a laughingstock, like getting teased like usual.
I'm sorry, but it's the truth.
What are you talking about?
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
It's a great day to be a big old cot.
And now, here's John and Tom.
Preaching to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the gospel.
We stink.
That would be Mr. Robert Kraft.
Robert Kraft, the owner of the New England Patriots?
Yes, sir.
And what is he being charged with?
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution.
And how many accounts may he face?
Right now we have two.
So that would be two separate incidences or visits to the Orchids of Asia Day Spa, or one visit with multiple charges from that one visit?
Two different visits.
What are the charges?
Again, I'll repeat, soliciting Jesus. Another to commit prostitution.
Is there video evidence of this alleged act?
Yes, sir, for all the individuals being charged.
There is video, John! We have got it!
Video.
Video, baby, that's right.
Video.
Hey, I'm innocent. I didn't do nothing. I tell you what, I plead to Clinton. I mean, I plead to...
Oh, my
Whatever
God.
Whatever if means.
All right. I'm Tom. He's John. It's Bang Radio Hour number 352. Could not wait to get back. It had been a long... It's almost a month since Super Bowl. Or it'll be four weeks this Sunday. But, All right, coming up... In this show, we didn't have any football games, and we have so much to talk about.
Well, we sort of had football games.
All right. Yeah, right. All right, coming up.
Megan!
Yes, also 14 minutes, the entire draft, not just picks, the entire draft, John. That's a big disc you got there.
Thank you.
Arrested again, suspended again, Johnny Noball, the body collector, and more. This is going to be a great show. I'm so happy to be back because Bob Kraft just jumped out of nowhere and said, you know what? Let's give an extra day at Christmas to John
right.
and Tom. I mean, come
right.
on. Really? You can't write this shit.
I can't wait a month for you guys. I got to get something before a month is up. Come here. Let's drive over here to Jupiter, Florida.
Oh, my God, Bob Kraft, what the hell were you thinking?
You know, the thing is this, Tom. On the last episode, a couple weeks ago, before we took our little hiatus, we said we had stuff for the offseason that we had been holding back, and we don't have time for any of it, so we're still going to hold
it. I know. So you guys got the NFL. You got to chill for the next few weeks because we really got to bust this out. It is going to be an amazing show when we finally get to bring out what we're talking about. It is just priceless.
Yeah.
Priceless.
Yeah, some people already know.
Well, yeah,
that's
but
all right.
But there's a lot of people who don't know what went on behind the scenes of this particular topic. So we'll get into all that hopefully in the next show.
Sometime before 2020.
Yes. Before training camp, we will have that show. I know you have no idea what I'm talking about, but you will soon.
That's
all right.
That's a tease.
So Bob Kraft, he gets caught up in this prostitution sting in Jupiter, Florida.
Hey, call my lawyer.
Jupiter, Florida. They'd been conducting a human trafficking sweep.
Oh, that's bad. See, that's the worst part of the whole story.
Yes, that's right there. Right. And I know he's not responsible for the trafficking, but he's supporting it by being
there. Yes, he is.
Investigators suspected the managers at a day spa were trafficking Asian women and forcing them to perform sex acts. And as you heard in the opening audio there from the press conference, Bob Kraft was caught on video. Yes, I mean, to the detail, man. Ejaculation, everything.
Well, I'm sorry. Hey, it'll wash right out there. And you smell like expensive scotch.
They have the video of them cleaning him up after the act is on there.
Dude, he was in there for 14 fucking minutes.
I know. All right. Hold on. Don't get ahead of me.
5 minutes of it was the cleanup and the zip up.
Don't get ahead of me here.
Sorry.
I know. I know.
Oh, sorry, Tom. I prematurely showed all over the place.
Oh my God! What a great joke.
I was thinking about baseball, and I don't know what happened.
Sorry. All right. So, of course, they have, you know, deny any illegal activity. Well,
hey, my dick. No. That doesn't look like me. No way. Video, what are you talking? Oh, shit, really? God damn it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so he pleaded not guilty. He pleaded not guilty, and for what it's worth, Kraft is 77. His wife of 48 years passed away in 2011. Since 2012, he's been linked to this. This is the strangest part of the thing I found out about him. He's been linked to this woman, Ricky Noel Lander, and she had a baby last year.
And it's not his.
It's so bizarre. This is bizarre.
I don't want that damn thing. You take care of it. I don't give a shit.
So 2 days, the afternoon of January 19th and again on the 20th, he went to the Orchids of Asia Day Spa. My God.
You know, that's always a good name.
It's right next to a Publix grocery store in this strip mall.
And the liquor store is right next to that.
Oh, my God.
Don't forget.
So the 20th, you know, this is the day of the AFC Championship game. So he's driven there. He's got a chauffeur drives him there in this white Bentley.
This is my favorite part of the whole goddamn story. He got his chauffeur to drive him over to the shopping center. The shopping center whorehouse. Hey, Jeeves, let's go on over here and stop off. Well, listen, while I'm in, why don't you go pick up some green onion? Some green onion is not eating some mayonnaise. I'll only be a few minutes.
So there was never any intercourse. It was, okay, the first day, it was a threesome. There were two women taking turns massaging Bob Kraft.
Dude, look, based on what we know, let me see if I can piece this together. Oh, my turn. Oh, your turn. Oh, my. Oh, sorry, Mr. Kraft. There you go. Let me clean you up there.
Oh, geez, ladies. My goodness. That was fun.
And the second time, yeah, so they just used their hands. These two women just used their hands. Now, the second day, on the day of the AFC Championship game, it was just one woman, but used both her hands and her mouth.
That's right. This is my good luck charm for, you know, because after the Super Bowl, that Edna woman's always bothering me. So I like to get some of the hot young stuff first.
Well, on this visit, he arrived at the Orchids of Asia Day Spa at 10:59 a.m. and left the Orchids of Asia Day Spa at 11:13 a.m. There's your 14 minutes.
So he came to the day spot about 11:03. He's got to settle up with Charlie up at the front.
He handed the girl a $100 bill and at least one other unidentifiable bill, they said.
There you go. Buy yourself something nice. That was great. There you go. Get yourself a pair of shoes or something. Seriously, he's walking around barefoot's no good.
You know, obviously, the people running this place are the biggest scumbags in the whole mess.
Oh, hell yeah.
They were trafficking Asian women. They were forcing them to perform sex acts. They were living as slaves. They were never allowed to leave the building ever,
right?
You know, I mean, it's terrible, man. Fucking terrible. So how much does it cost for services? I will let Jupiter Police Detective Andrew Sharp tell you the answer to that.
I can't speak to the exact dollar number that individual paid. However, there is a specific number for a time frame when you were there that you pay. It appears when you go time to the spa frame for a half hour, the fee would be $59. For an hour, that would be $79.
$59 for a half an hour, $79 for an hour.
Something don't add up.
He handed them a $100 bill and some other bill.
Yeah, it's 100 plus.
Listen, keep it under your hat how fast this was. All right, I'm just going to act like I was in buying a six-pack of beer next door where your brother's working the counter.
Man. So, damn. He not only went to a low-rent fucking whorehouse with his chauffeur-driven Bentley.
That's crazy, John.
He was probably on his cell phone in the parking lot.
Look, Mac, hurry up. Come on. Did you pick it up yet?
He's probably calling him. I'm in the line, sir. I'll be out in a moment. I had to ask the man for the green onions. They didn't have any out in the front.
All right. So here's Dave Ehrenberg. He's the state attorney for Palm Beach County, Florida, where this happened. And here he's going to talk a little bit about the charges.
All the cases are being charged as first-degree misdemeanors under the tougher Florida statute, and one reason why that decision was made was because that statute has a mandatory 100 hours of community service, a mandatory $5,000 fine, and a mandatory class on the dangers of prostitution and human trafficking, not to mention a potential for an increased jail sentence from 60 days to a year.
Okay, now wait a minute. Hold on. So, everybody's smart. He could get up to a year in prison. I'm going to tell you right now, Bob Kraft will not do one day in prison, but the 100 hours of community service and the dangers and horrible things about prostitution classes are mandatory. He must do them.
They're gonna show me all kinds of pictures of diseased cocks and whatnot. Oh, gross. That's what happened to this guy.
I swear to God. What's the other mandatory thing he's got to do?
100 hours of community service.
Right.
Don't you want to see him on the road picking up trash? I mean, really?
Yes, I do. That's what I want to see him in, an orange jumpsuit on the side of the road picking up trash.
I sure wish I didn't throw as many scotch bottles out the window of my limo. This sucks.
I would also, but you know what he's going to do? His community service is going to be sitting in the lobby of some hospital letting sick kids parade by and look at his Super Bowl ring.
Right.
Don't touch it, Timmy. I don't know what you have.
Wow.
Oh, hell. Yeah, Bob Kraft, what's the matter with you? 77 he is, huh?
Yeah.
Damn. So I guess he's probably happy. 6 minutes.
Hey, six minutes, not bad.
They got a menu. That's by the hour, 15 minutes and a half an hour. Oh, God, that's funnier than shit. You know, he could afford anybody, anywhere. He could go to the highest dollar fucking escort services anywhere with complete discretion. Nope, he wants to go to the low-rent Jupiter fucking Publix shopping center whorehouse in his chauffeur-driven Bentley.
In, happy ending and out.
Oh, my God, that's too goddamn funny.
Where's the car? I forgot where we parked.
Yeah, so Dave Ehrenberg talks about how Kraft ended up in this.
It's hard to say that any one person is being targeted when there have been 25 arrests. These are people from all walks of life, all socioeconomic statuses. So it is crazy to think that we're targeting one person when Mr. Kraft got caught up in the midst of a larger sting that netted hundreds of people through many different counties.
Oh, my God, this thing was huge.
Hey, guys, we got our first billionaire NFL owner. Add that to the list of plumbers and mailmen and guys that work down on the dock and guys that work where they drive a truck. And here's a billionaire NFL owner. Guys from all walks of life.
They were saying, you know, when this came out, that he wasn't the biggest name on the list, but I hadn't heard any big name. You know,
really?
Nothing else. I hadn't heard anything else, so.
Tiger Woods lives right around the street.
I know, man.
You know he's been in there.
All right, and here, here Aaron Berg talks about how everybody's going to be treated the same.
I can assure you that our office treats everyone the same, whether you have a lot of money or you are indigent. We treat all defendants the same, and no one gets any special justice in Palm Beach County.
Especially not Bob Kraft, the owner of arch nemesis of the Miami Dolphins.
Oh, I think the Jupiter farther north, they're closer to Tampa Bay, but or the Jacksonville.
That's Palm Beach, man.
Oh, really? I thought this was up. I thought Jupiter was farther north. I don't know. Fucking Florida. Who cares? Yeah. There's three things in Florida. Apparently, now there's four things. Apparently, there's Asian slaves. But I'm not going to get into the three things. You guys can look them up yourself. But I would bet you that the plumber that they caught will be picking up trash on the side of the highway, and Bob Kraft will never see the side of the highway.
All right, so we got some people weighing in here. You remember former linebacker Bart Scott?
Oh, yeah. New York Jet linebacker. Don't we have a nice sound clip of him that we used to use in the opening?
Oh, my gosh, do we?
Yeah, we did. We had one that we used to use in the opening. Matter of fact, I thought you'd have it because I was trying to think of what it was.
Let's see.
He's talking about, I'm ready to create some mayhem or something like that. I'm ready to break some heads.
Oh, yeah, here it is.
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
There you
That's
go.
Right. Yeah, he also played for the Ravens.
Right.
He has some punishment he would like to offer for Bob Kraft.
I might take the entire draft from them. It has to be something that cripples the organization.
Cripple.
Because this is a black eye. You talk about conduct detrimental. I mean, what can be more detrimental than the owner to face? You can't, listen, money can't hurt him.
I'm just having trouble trying to figure out.
Take their entire draft.
What they could do to him.
Take their entire draft. He has to be suspended for at least a year. You start at a year. I take the entire draft. I cripple the organization and I put him on sabbatical.
I want Tom Brady cut. I want Bill Belichick fired. I want every member of the coaching staff dead. I want them dead.
I've had enough of the Patriots. Something's gotta happen.
I want their families dead.
Goddamn little passant kid. Do you remember when Tom Brady knocked up a supermodel and then ditched her while she was pregnant for another one?
Yeah, Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah. So I can't see really how, you know, an old man going to get a blowjob at a freaking brothel in the goddamn public shopping center. It was really all that big of a deal.
I was actually reading about it. I got stuck in this article about Giselle and her relationship.
Oh, the articles.
Her relationship with Bridget, and they're all cool. They're good friends now, and apparently they broke up before they knew Bridget was pregnant. Her and Tom did, and he had already started dating Giselle when he found out that Bridget was pregnant, and so it was like, well, obviously they're not going to go get married because they had moved on from the relationship, but. Yeah, so, you know, they have Giselle and her have a great relationship, and, you know, they have the kid all the time and whatever. All nicey-nice, you know. When you got money like that, yeah.
Bet you Tom has been in the Lotuses of Asia or whatever that place was called.
What?
What do you think? You think Tom Brady's been in there?
Oh, I thought you were talking about me.
No, not you. Jeez, get a hold of yourself. No, I was talking about important people named Tom.
Okay.
So, what do you think? You think he's been in there with him? He's flying around. He's flying in the plane with him today, coming in, you know, giving him a big hug and another kiss on the lips. You know, I tell you what, if I'm Tom Brady, after knowing this, I never kiss him on the lips again.
Well, they don't kiss.
They did, too. They did right after the Super Bowl.
No, I'm talking about at the day spa.
Maybe he pays for it. I don't know. What do they have him on video?
So, yeah,
give me the tongue, Carly. This is the closest you're going to get to Scotch this quality.
That's a pretty good idea from Bart Scott. What else could he come up with?
Well, the top five things, Tom, that Bart Scott could do to clean up the league. Here we go. Number five, get a parking ticket, lose a third round pick. Leave your grocery cart in a parking space. That's a fourth round pick. All right. use the N-word, G-word, H-word, R-word, S-word, F-word, L-word, M-word, A-word, Z-word, C-word, X-word, B-word, D-word, O-word, E-word. Lose a third-round pick. He is a... Jeez, careful. That's number three. Right. Number two, take your shoes off on an airplane. That is a second-round pick. And to lose a first-round pick, Tom, drive like an asshole to only be sitting there waiting at the next flight when we pull up.
That's a first-round pick.
Very good.
I say we make him the commissioner.
Yeah, not bad.
That's right. Something's got to happen to these Patriots.
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
Right.
The face of the organization. Who can see him getting a blowjob from an Asian prostitute? God, I hope I can. I know there's video. Are you going to watch it?
No.
Hell no. What's the matter with you people?
I don't want to see that.
Jesus Christ.
Gross.
You're already running the risk on, Asian with older guy on Pornhub.
Oh, wow. Oh God, there he is.
So I loved this. Had no idea it was coming. Sitting here watching press gathering, whatever, with Trump.
The press gathering.
With Trump.
Right.
He's talking to the press corps. And somebody had to ask, right?
Right. Right.
What do you think about Bob?
Well, it's very sad. I was very surprised to see it. He's proclaimed his innocence totally, but I'm very surprised to see it.
Yeah, I'm very surprised, yes. We rich people, we have no fucking desire for pussy at all. Especially pussy that's got no strings attached. It'll do whatever you say. What's the problem? I buy mine all the time. Usually from Central European countries. Anyway, who doesn't like a little Chinese coos every once in a while?
Right.
Tom?
All right, all right.
I told that President Xi when I were there, God damn it, you got the hottest broad. You know what he told me, Tom? I could have one. Take it home. They got so many of them there that you can buy one in the duty-free shop at the Beijing airport.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst. I do the worst President Trump.
Well, I think we should talk to somebody who's probably an expert on all of this.
Oh, okay. Well, I've been here the whole show.
Well, no. We need a, like Trump was talking about, we need to talk to a rich, rich person, John. A rich old man just like Kraft.
Let me guess, he'll be white.
Yes, Jerry Jones.
Oh, all right. Yeah, hey, why not? Let's call him up.
Well,
he's probably way out on his ship.
He's an expert. Yeah, that's how he does it. He doesn't get caught in the United States doing anything. He just goes out in the middle of the ocean on his beach club. His beach in the middle of the ocean. So let's get him
on the
phone.
He's on the SS whatever the fuck he wants.
Eugenia.
Yeah, the Eugenia.
Hello.
Jerry Jones, John and Tom from the Bang Radio Hour.
Well, hello there, boys. How you doing there? I'm sitting right out here on the deck of the USS Eugenia.
You're out there? Are you on that $250 million yacht?
I'm somewhere on this here planet. I'll tell you what, your goddamn voice right now is bouncing off of about 6 satellites, and I only own 2 of them.
Well, we had to call you, Jerry, because we needed to get your thoughts on a few things regarding, I assume, knowing you, Jerry, you've got every piece of news at your fingertips, even anywhere in the world.
Well, I'll tell you something, Tom, I do. I've got every piece of news right here at my fingertips. And what else I've got is about 4 of my cheerleaders right in front of me, topless. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
This is just fabulous. I'll tell you what, Tom, being a white billionaire is amazing.
You know, Jerry, you never get caught doing anything because you never hide anything.
That's right. You do everything right out there in the open. You get yourself a facelift so nobody recognizes you for a few days, and my God.
Well, I mean, there you are. You just said it. You're sitting there with 4 of your cheerleaders, topless. You just tell everybody, right. And then there's nothing to find on you. And it's like, okay, well, that's Jerry. Well, so
right. You
heard about Bob Kraft, right?
Well, that's a sad thing, Tom. It really is. I was very disappointed to hear that. I was very surprised and shocked. Now, he denies the whole thing.
Okay. What is it? What do you... All of you guys have the same standard answer? That's what Donald Trump just said.
Even out here in the middle of the goddamned ocean, Tom, I get my faxes.
All right. Well, maybe you can tell us, what was Bob's mistake in all of this?
Well, I tell you something, Tom. I probably shouldn't be disclosing certain things here because... Well, let's face it, it's a club that you're never going to join, and right. I probably shouldn't tell you some of the things that goes on up in here, but let's just brag a little bit, and let me just say to you this. The sky is your friend in these matters. I mean, goddammit, Bob Kraft, you own two brand new 767 jumbo jets. Two of them, Tom. He's got his own Gulfstream and a helicopter. What in the goddamn hell is he doing getting chauffeured to his goddamn whorehouse at the local Piggly Wiggly shopping center? I mean, goddammit, Tom. Even two idiots like you and that slope-headed jester boy you got sitting next to you are smart enough to figure this shit out.
Hey, Jerry.
Shut the hell up, you fish-eyed evolutionary reject. Honestly, Tom, I think it would sincerely help the ratings of your little pod thing if you kept him completely far away from the telephone.
Okay.
That's his problem right there, Tom. Right there. You can't go doing stupid stuff. You got everything in place to be able to do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah. Well, so is that your advice for Bob or any other owners who might be doing things like this?
Hell yes, don't be a dumbass. You can afford not to be a dumbass. And if somebody is being a dumbass, you can afford to have somebody killed and take the blame for it. Get in the goddamn plane, get out 3 miles from the continent, and it's game on, baby. You can do anything you want. I'll tell you what, Tom. One time, me and I did a bunch of ecstasy, and I fucked a baby giraffe while we flew a circle pattern off the coast of France.
Shit.
I rented it for the day from the government of Cameroon or Zimbabwe or something. There's people who would do anything for a few bucks. You hear what I'm saying to you?
Oh, my God.
I'll tell you what. By God, Tom, if there's anything I'll give any of them as any advice, if you're going to get caught messing around, get a picture of yourself in a goddamn roadhouse toilet with some good old American whores. The yahoos just ate that shit up.
Yes, they did, didn't they?
They sure did.
Never heard anything bad about it. Nope, you were right out there, see?
Oh, hell no. And here I am sitting out on my big-ass boat looking at the sun at the equator someplace on this beautiful planet, just loving life. Come here, Pinky. Get me another drink.
And to top it off, you got Jason Witten back.
Oh, yeah, that's just great. I tell you what. I'm very glad that this happened, Tom. I sure did miss him. You know, he is the closest man in the building to my own age. Oh, yeah. You know, it's tough when you don't have anybody you can relate things with, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I called him up and I asked him if he was done sounding like a moron on Monday night and if he wanted to come back, and I was glad to hear him say yes. So I tell you what, Tom, I called right down to Garrett and I said, here's the good news. Now go on ahead and move his locker so it ain't nowhere near Zeke and his friends. So that should help things out right there.
I don't understand. Why can't he be near? I saw Zeke tweeted he was thrilled to have him back. Why can't he be near Zeke?
Jason's very conservative. I mean, you know, he's an old school boy. And, you know, Zeke and the other boys, you know, them calling
all
him the old
right,
white devil.
All right,
all right. And, you know, I figured it would just be...
All right, Jerry, stop. All right, get back to your cruise.
All right. Hey, Pinky and Brownie, you get over there with dental floss panties there and get me a goddamn another drink. I done spilled this one on my nipple.
Bye, Jerry.
Bye.
He lives in a different world, John. I mean, it just, there's no rules. There are no rules in Jerry World.
No, there's not. We're starting to peel back some of the veneer of it, but I don't think we're going to see everything we're supposed to see.
All right, so man, I couldn't believe everything going on in the NFL besides this. I mean, obviously, this has dominated everything in the NFL for the past week.
Yeah. Well, sort of. I mean, it's 365 anymore.
Well, yeah. And man, you know, like Adam Jones got arrested. Shock. Imagine that.
I know.
Hey, wait, what? Adam Jones got arrested? Oh, it must be the offseason. It has to be.
He's not even on a team anymore. This must be his new profession.
Oh, he's not. Now he's a free agent.
I thought so. I don't think anybody had him at the end of last year.
Oh, Denver, had Denver cut him?
I can't remember. But I don't, did they pick him up mid-season?
Well, he was there when the season started.
I don't know. The last I heard of him, he was laughing at that guy in court that he got in a fight with in an airport.
Well, he was arrested and booked into the Dearborn County Jail overnight after drunken disorderly conduct, so. Jeez. I don't know.
You know.
That means he was probably in the back seat of a cop car saying, I hope you die. I hope you die. Remember that?
Not that window. This window.
Bitch ass.
That was my favorite part when he told the dude to roll the window down. Dude, he goes, not that window. That was great. The cop was fucking with him.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So did you hear about this? Apparently, the Giants were in trade talks to trade Odell Beckham Jr. to the Patriots.
That would be nuts.
What would be their reasoning for that? It would crush them in the cap.
I don't know exactly. I mean, for the season, I think it's just whatever his salary is left for the season.
Right.
But what's crazy is apparently the Giants, they were going to trade him because they didn't know how good he was, John.
Oh, really? They didn't know how good Odell Beckham Jr. was?
According to Chris Sims of NBC, listen to this. He says this is why this trade that was about to happen didn't happen.
The thing that stopped the trade conversation with Odell Beckham Jr. is because the team that was most aggressive in pursuing him was the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots were trying to get Odell Beckham Jr. all last offseason. That didn't work out. And I think the Giants got cold feet and said, wait, New England wants him? Uh-oh, maybe he's better than we thought. Maybe we should just keep him on our own instead of it being thrown in our face and him going to win a Super Bowl with the Pats.
So what he's telling me, John, correct me if I'm wrong, but he's saying the Giants wanted to trade Odell Beckham Jr., but because Bill Belichick, Bill Belichick wanted him so bad. Wait a minute. If Belichick wants him that bad, he must be good. We better not trade him. I mean, what?
I think this just illustrates how piss poor of a negotiator Bill Belichick really is, Tom. The guy's terrible. Honestly, what the fuck is that? You know what? This gives me hope, though. This gives me hope because you ever lay down to go to sleep at night and you finally get the little worries out of your head, like, oh, did I fix this or did I get that or did I pay the bill or did I do this or whatever? All the little stuff finally disappears down and then something just jolts you right before you go to sleep. Usually, for me, it's, fuck, the Giants are going to end up with Beckham, Barkley, and Haskins. Fuck! But now this gives me hope. If they don't know that Beckham's any good, they'll probably draft a punter at number six.
Oh, man. Well, I'm also hearing Haskins may go to Jacksonville.
I'm hearing that, it's combine time, so it's the week of lies and misdirection. Everything you hear now all the way up until free agency is nothing but a fucking lie. So I'm hearing all kinds of stuff. I'm hearing what's the quarterback? Oh, fuck. Foles going down to Jacksonville.
Oh, okay. Well, he's going to be a free agent. They're not going to put the tag on him.
Nope. They're not going to. Philadelphia fans are crying. They don't think that Carson Wentz has the same size penis as Nick Foles. And, you know, that remains to be seen. But I kind of agree. I think that Carson Wentz is a micro penis little fucking weenie. And we're going to kick his ass from here to kingdom come, and you Eagles just fucked up, and that's the end of that. I hope so.
Steelers doing the same with Le'Veon Bell. They're not going to tag him. He'll be a free agent. And it sounds like the Antonio Brown trade is imminent. We're going to hear about it real soon.
Yeah. We do have an email from him here, by the way.
From Antonio Brown?
Yeah, we'll get to that in a few minutes.
Okay.
But, the only tag I've heard of is the kicker. Who the fuck tagged their kicker?
The Niners.
The 49ers tagged a 38-year-old kicker just so what? The Bears couldn't get him back? What the fuck was that? Robbie Gold?
Yeah.
They tagged a kicker. They woke up freaking Shanahan in the middle of the goddamn night. Whatever, I don't care. Tagged a kicker.
The Ravens cut Michael Westbrook.
You went way back. No, it's Michael Crabtree.
Or Crabtree.
say it again and cut it. No, don't cut it.
No, I won't.
This is that time of the show. We've been doing things we're not supposed to.
Let's see. There was rumors the Bengals were shopping John Ross. The Bengals said, bullshit, he's not going anywhere.
Wide really? Receiver. I thought that those rumors were true.
You mentioned the combine. We're getting all the news out of there. Yeah, we found out that Kyler Murray, you know, the Oklahoma quarterback, who decided he's going to play football instead of baseball, is 5'10" 1/8" tall.
Well, that 1/8 makes a difference, Tom, when you're trying to throw over a 6'4" guard.
Right.
Look, I'm not going to hold his size against him. There's plenty of good short quarterbacks out there. I was arguing with a fan today on some board, some Redskins board. They're all about Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray. I'm like, for one, no. Aside from all of these little tiny intangibles, I think this dude will bolt. He'll John Elway somebody if he doesn't like where he goes. He'll say, fuck it, I'll play baseball.
Ooh, yeah, that's
true. This guy
says,
he says to me, when did he ever say he's going to play baseball? I was like, he signed a contract and took a $4.6 million signing bonus. I think that's saying, I'll play baseball. Jesus Christ. Barking with these motherfuckers because I don't want to throw here at the combine. Oh, really? So, in other words, a pressure situation and you refuse to throw?
Yeah, maybe he ends up a New York Giant, you know? Maybe they take him.
Great. That would be great. Let the Giants take him.
Well, now, here's the thing. Pat Shurmur wants Eli back. Did you hear that?
Well, yeah. Yeah, either one of them. Look, if I'm taking Haskins, he was a sophomore last year, right?
It was his third year in college, but
he was young.
Redshirted, yeah, so.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing like Flacco did with Jackson, just, you know, let Eli start five or six games till the fans are good and frothy and ready to kill him
gosh.
And then just replace him.
And you brought up Flacco. Okay, hold on. Let me go back to Pat Shurmur because I got audio of him talking about Eli.
Well, I think Eli can help us win games, and he proved when we started, the players around him started playing better, that he can play at a very high level and help us win games. So, yeah, at this point, I want Eli back. He's back. Get ready to go with him.
That's awesome. I love it.
Oh, God, all right, Coach. That's awful nice of you to say there.
Well, the thing is, Pat Shurmur wants the whole team back.
Dave will tell you, and he's going to speak to you later, I'm a body collector. I want to keep all the players we have and add a lot of new ones.
Somebody better explain the salary cap.
I think somebody needs to check Pat Shurmur's basement. He says he collects bodies. I was like, damn.
Are they the same ones that the tackle from the Rams were going to collect after the Super Bowl?
Right.
Right.
Okay, so you mentioned Flacco. You know, he got traded to Denver.
Right.
And so we got Mike Francesa talking.
Oh, Mike Francesa. Yeah.
So he's the fan in New York, right? Yeah, fan in New York.
No, something like that. Yeah, I think so.
ESPN affiliate up there. This is what he talked about.
If you're Denver, do you think Elway thinks that they can piece together a playoff run with Flacco?
I think Elway knows that he can win with Flacco. And you know what? The people who, and for some reason, the internet hates Flacco, okay? But that's a bunch of 16-year-olds that don't know anything about football.
The internet hates Flacco? The internet.
Not the internet, Tom. The internet. Say it correctly. The internet.
Internet.
It's Flacco. The internet. There are a bunch of 16-year-olds that don't know anything about football.
I don't know anybody who likes Flacco.
Internet.
I don't mind Flacco. I'm not going to go fucking jerking off over the guy, but I'm also not going to sit here and say he sucks.
But he said, I know, but he said that the internet doesn't like Flacco, and it's nothing but a bunch of 16-year-olds. I got news for you. I got news for you, Mike. They're not a bunch of 16-year-olds. They're a bunch of 16 to 66-year-olds saying all that shit on the internet.
The internet. The internet doesn't like Joe Flacco.
The bottom line is, the guy who just drafted for him knows a little bit about playing. The guy who just traded for him knows a little bit about playing quarterback in the NFL. He was okay at it. Okay. I can tell those guys who never saw him play that he wasn't okay at it. He was one of the all time greats at it. So when he wants to pick a quarterback, I'd pay attention. He knows what a quarterback looks like.
He does. He does. It looks like Brock Osweiler. It's got eyes on the side of its head. It stands about, 6'10"?
I never understood that. Just because John Elway was the Hall of Fame quarterback doesn't make Joe Flacco a good quarterback. Didn't John Elway go out last year and get Case Keenum?
Dude, the only thing John Elway did to his credit at the quarterback position is sit there and say, that Peyton Manning feller's pretty good. I think I'll bring him in here for the last couple of years of his life. After that, what the fuck has he done? Brock Osweiler, Trevor Siemian, for God's sakes, Case Keenum, who I happen to like somewhat. I don't think he's he's not a quarterback that you're going to hang your franchise on.
Right.
But for a team like me that's going to need one after week three when Colt McCoy gets hurt, that's not a bad option.
Right.
But yeah, that's the only quarterback that this guy Elway has ever pulled out of anything is
this Manning guy.
You know what? You're going to go fucking interview Elway, and he's going to say, you know, this Brady kid looks like he's got some moxie. What the fuck? I followed a Twitter feed that does nothing but sit there and pick apart Mike Francesa all day, right? So There's a nice clip of him out there of him with his phone looking up draft names while he's talking on the microphone.
Let me tell you, this draft is filled with defensive players. Lots of good defensive players. Like, well, you know, there's lots of good defense. And
honestly, it's funnier than shit. He's trying to figure it out while he's trying to go through his phone. He has no idea what he's talking about.
This just in, Bart Scott says that the Patriots should have to trade Tom Brady to Denver for Joe Flacco.
Listen to the sports radio. Cost you a second round pick, says Bart Scott.
All right, let's see here. So the Cowboys are pretty much done with David Irving, defensive tackle, and defensive end Randy Gregory. Gregory, of course, suspended for substance abuse again. And when I wrote this, for like the 10th time, so he won't be back. And David Irving, when I was reading about him, it said that he was being investigated by the league for a suspension again. And on my way here, I found out that he has been suspended indefinitely. So both of them are out. Neither one of these guys can stay on the field anyway. It's not like they're losing much. Cowboys. They would be losing a lot if these guys had played every game this year. But together, the two of them combined didn't even play 16 games. So it's, you know, what are you losing, really? They can't stay on the damn field.
Well, yeah, everybody's getting suspended. Look, everybody, I want you out there when you get to November and everybody starts saying that the league wants the Cowboys to win, to just play back what Tom just said.
Right.
Hey, and I'm telling you what, Gregory, you're telling me Randy Gregory will never be seen again? I got news for you. I got a prediction. He will be a New England Patriot in 2020, and he will get 14 sacks. They'll win the Super Bowl. Tom Brady will be fucking 51 when he fucking retires.
Well, they still, the Patriots plan on having Josh Gordon on their team next year.
We don't care about potheads. Look, we've had murderers. We don't give a shit.
Right. Wide receiver Demaryius Thomas was arrested. He's in custody for vehicular assault related to a rollover crash after driving 70 in a 30. Idiot.
I'd blame the fact that I just had my Achilles ruptured in December. I'd be like, hey, you know, this surgeon. My knee fell out.
My ankle fell off. I couldn't pull my foot back.
Right. My heel fell apart. Vehicular assault.
Let's see. Who else is on the police blotter here? Well, Kareem Hunt, but he's now back in the NFL.
He is. The Browns. I'll tell you what, I bet that's making some buzz up there.
Well, here's Freddie Kitchens addressed it.
He's very remorseful about what he's done. Now it's our job to move forward and support him and give him, you know, a second chance per se. The second chance is not now. You know, he's got a lot of work to do between now and that time that second chance comes. Nick Chubb's our running back. Nick Chubb's not going to back down from any kind of competitive situation. That's why Nick Chubb's a great football player and a great Cleveland Brown.
Nick Chubb's a great football player and a great Cleveland Brown, John.
This Sunday, Nick Chubb versus the wife beater, Kareem Hunt, for supremacy of the Browns backfield. Come see the woman smacker, the bitch kicker.
Oh, my God.
As he takes on the 90-yard wonder.
You know, I get that you sign talent when you can, but damn, their backfield was good. Chubb was an afterthought last year, but he wasn't their starting guy. Every time they gave it to him, it seemed like he was off to the races.
Yeah, no, it was Carlos Hyde, and then they traded after
they him, right?
Yeah. Carlos Hyde, they traded him to Jacksonville because they saw what they had in Chubb, and now are you going to have Chubb and Kareem Hunt? Oh, my God.
So what's Jacksonville going to do with, I forgot his name, Fournette?
He's not going anywhere.
I don't know. Well, that's been the fact for the last 2 years, isn't it?
Well, I mean, he's under contract. Why would they get rid of him? He's on a rookie contract. He's not expensive. He's a good back. He's healthy.
Dude, what have you heard all these rumors about Josh Rosen being traded?
I know.
Okay. This is everything that's going around is that Josh Rosen, the Cardinals, they hired this guy. I can't remember his name right off the top of my head. Some Wonder Boy coach. All right. And they're all of a sudden they're going to trade Rosen because he really, really wants Kyler Murray. Okay. At number one overall, he wants Kyler Murray. So okay. Let me ask you this: for all these people that are out there, let Tom, the sage wisdom, tell you what is more important to your franchise, Tom? The number one overall pick quarterback that you made, not number one overall, but your first round pick quarterback, top 10, that you made to be the face of your franchise, not 10 months ago, or a new Wonder Boy head coach out of college?
Well, now wait a minute. You're asking me which is more important?
Yes, if that new Wonder Boy coach came into your interview and said, well, the first thing I'd do is trade the quarterback you just drafted so I could pick this guy. What would you do?
After I watched this past season, I might agree.
They have no offensive line.
I know.
There's nothing he's going to do. He's a rookie. I mean, you can't just say, you know, he's terrible. He's a rookie.
Well, I think people get fixated on certain players, and they just got to have them. Oh, he's going to be the one. He's going to make this team a champion. Yeah, you know, they can't get it out of their head or something. I don't know.
Rumors today were that the Redskins were in negotiation with the Cardinals. Now, these are rumors that are made up by crackheads on Facebook, so I'm not going to put any veracity in them.
16-year-olds on the internet.
The internet. That's right. This Flacco-hating little 16-year-olds with no life.
Hi.
On the internet.
NFL Network's Mike Giardi gave us an update on Gronkowski. Rob Gronkowski, you know.
Oh, okay.
Not that Brady needs him. I mean, he's proved that, you know.
He only needed him for one play in the Super Bowl.
Just one. Yeah, he did. But here's Giardi talking about Gronk.
And look, he's taking a beating physically. We know that. We've detailed that he had a tough year last year physically. The bulging disc in his back.
Oops.
The bulging disc in his back. I'm probably going to need surgery again.
Okay. Who is that laughed?
That was him. That was Giardi that laughed, because standing next to him is Andrew Siciliano, who looks at the camera, and I swear to God, he looks like Chim Chim from fucking Speed Racer cartoons from the 60s. Tom knows who I'm talking about.
Yep.
Anybody that doesn't, go on YouTube or just go to Google and type in Chim Chim, and you'll see.
Wow. Yeah, he does.
I like Andrew Siciliano. It's just those ears. Andrew Siciliano wrote us an email about the cartoons once along a time.
Yeah. Oh, he's a friend. He used to play clips from the cartoons, the audio from the cartoons on his show when he was doing Fox Sports at night.
Yeah. So we love Andrew Siciliano. But when he turns and looks at the camera and tries to give it that blasé look, holy shit, he looks like Chim Chim just got caught in the trunk of the Mach 5.
The bulging dick in his disc in his back.
You know, the best thing about he doesn't, it's not a flub. He doesn't flub it. He fucking says dick.
You think so?
Yes. That is, I mean, whether he means to say it or not, I don't know. Whether he means to just fuck it up, but it's definitely on his mind. He sounds like Ryan Seacrest from that clip we have from New Year's Eve.
The bulging dick. The bulging dick.
Oh my God. The best thing about this is when you do that kind of shit, I'm sitting here in front of a microphone. Tilliard is driving right now. That's not cool.
I love that.
I said, get an accident.
Can't get enough of that.
He goes right back to being a bro.
Baghdad.com.
I said, dick.
Fizzle, for blizzle, and booyah!
hey, yo, monkey ears, I said dick, did you hear me?
I love that. We'll keep that forever.
Oh, that's pretty good. Bulging dick. That's like the third time I've heard somebody do that. But that one, that's not a flub. How do you... He completely goes right to the... I mean, it is a hard dick.
Dick!
The bulging dick.
Dick!
Yeah, he is so close.
I am so ready. We are so close, Dick.
The bulging dick. Yeah.
Yes. I don't know where that clown from Dallas Radio came from for this, but that's pretty good.
Oh my God, it's great. Oh, wow. Yeah, so it's been a busy week in the NFL.
Well, there's people bulging dicks in their neck and Rob Gronkowski's neck. This is our new laugh track. Whenever we want y'all to laugh, if I make a joke that's no good, me and Tom hit that thing. That's right.
All right. So, John, you're going to love this. Not.
Oh, okay. All right. No, not.
After 2 years of pretty much unrestricted on-field celebrations.
Okay.
The NFL wants a change, John. We need a limit.
Okay.
We got to have a limit on this shit.
Okay. You know what? I'm all right with this. And because we argued about this before. I'm fine with celebrations. Let them have fun. Let them celebrate. But these fucking things where they just do these choreographed, oh, let's practice this and let's everybody run out onto the field and get our picture taken. That's just fucking stupid. Spontaneous celebrations, I like a lot. I like them a lot.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd never loved any of those choreographed celebrations by the Fun Bunch, did you?
The Fun Bunch back, well, I mean, if you want to call that choreography as compared to what we're seeing now. Did you know that the Jets were going to run the entire third act of West Side Story on their first touchdown this year? They were starting to practice it in mini camps. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Tip your bartenders and waitresses.
All right. Well, then you're.
That's our boom booms.
You're not going to be happy about this. All they want to do, they just want to ban players from coming off the sidelines to join in.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. At least I can get behind that. If they can do all kinds of shit. But, dude, did you see when they did the limbo? The Vikings did the limbo?
Yeah, I've seen it. I saw it all.
That looked like one of those weird-ass porn videos where some dude lays on a table. You people are weird.
The fans are loving it, though, man.
I know, because it reminds them of porn videos of guys laying on tables.
Well, if you're on the field, it's fine. There would be no changes there, but... If you're not, if they don't want you leaving the sideline. I get they shouldn't. They should not leave the sideline. You weren't part of the touchdown. You should have to be part of what made the touchdown happen to be able to celebrate it.
Well, now they did not specifically say fans couldn't join in now, did they?
No.
All right, so all you people in the end zone seats, I think it's open. It's open season. Y'all can jump in whenever you want. Go for it.
We need to talk about somebody here. We need to talk about
Megan.
Right.
She's back.
Yeah, no,
she's back. She never goes away.
It's a different Megan, but anyway.
There's never a different Megan.
No.
That's right. All other Megans.
Megan!
Oh, God. This is in the Lingerie Football League.
It's not called that anymore. They don't want to be known for playing in bras and panties, remember?
Yeah, what's it called now?
I don't give a shit. They play in bras and panties. That's what I'm watching for.
What the hell is it called now?
I think it's called the Areola League. Oh, no, wait. It's the Vulva League. Oh, no, wait.
I should have known better.
Oh, I think it's the Legends Football League.
Is that it?
I think so.
Yeah, Legends.
All right, so this is from the Legends Football League. These girls are legendary, Tom.
They're playing a game, and poor Megan. Megan is not having a good game.
God damn it! Megan! We covered this shit over and over! Listen, we have covered that a fucking million times. Your job is the weak side tight end, not the fucking quarterback! No, fucking watch her! That's your only responsibility! Take it off! Get out there! God damn it!
He's losing shit.
Get her out! I don't want her in there! Son of a bitch! She's keeping them in this game. No more! She's fucking done! You're only listening to me, Megan! It's 4th and 12! What do you think they're gonna do? Run the goddamn ball! You've got to get deep! Fucking A! Fucking sick! You cost us two!
Fucking A.
Wow! Man.
He gave her a fucking A. Fucking A. You know, for white guys, that's like super serious.
And that's crazy, man.
It is. When we say fucking A, we are dead serious. She's on the sidelines. But coach, she told me to wear the sparkle nail polish. I didn't want to wear the sparkles. She made me wear the sparkles. Because she told me to put the sparkles on my nails.
I'm sorry. Don't cry.
No, this is your fault.
Oh, see? She throws her safety under the bus.
The coach is like, no, it's not her responsibility, Megan. You're probably watching the tight end.
I love that. It's 4th and 12. What do you think? They're going to run the fucking ball?
Megan is a dumbass.
You got to get deep.
I don't know, coach. What do you think they're going to do? I'm just out here to look pretty in my panties. Hey, you know, when I line up on 4th down and whatever, my butt looks real good when it sticks up in the air, doesn't it?
Oh, my God. That's the league, dude.
Can I have some beer now?
Megan's going to end up hanging out with Johnny Manziel.
Now, I would not ever, a discourage team celebrations when they score a touchdown in that league. In fact, I think they should grease up the pole and let them go crazy on the goalpost. You imagine they score a touchdown. Oh, they've got a touchdown, and here comes Nikki and Spice, and here comes Pepper. Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine if a boss talked to his secretary like that in an office workplace?
No shit. God damn it, Megan! You were supposed to make 5 copies. What are you doing by the coffee machine? Get her the fuck out of there! Get her the fuck out of there!
Oh my god.
Megan.
Yeah, so Johnny Manziel.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, well, see, here's the thing. Now, when I first heard this, I thought, Jesus, you know, because the last time we checked in with him, he was throwing 4 interceptions in the first half for a month right. for the Montreal Alouettes. And
but
so,
he was moving past it, Tom. He was moving past them.
Yeah, right.
He was moving right on by.
But here's the thing. He did not get cut by Montreal. He got banned by the CFL, the entire CFL.
What?
Yeah.
For what? What did he do?
Well,
what did he fucking
do? I wish we knew, but they won't say. They say that information is confidential. They say he violated... They say he violated undisclosed conditions in his contract, and then he would not accept an undisclosed punishment. So I don't know if he wasn't supposed to be drinking or what. I don't know if they test for marijuana in the CFL. I don't know why it's legal in Canada. I don't know why they would test for it. That would not make any sense at all. But
yeah, it's legal up there.
Something I don't know what he did and if he wouldn't accept the punishment, so the CFL said you're out. The general manager of Montreal is Kavis Reed, and he did not want to get rid of Johnny.
Mr. Manziel violated one of the conditions of his agreement with the league to be instated in the CFL.
And what is that condition?
The conditions of Mr. Manziel's participating in CFL has been confidential and will remain confidential. And if you would want to direct those questions to the league, that would be great.
If the league wouldn't have intervened, would you have let him go anyway?
No, sir. Mr. Manziel's performance on the field showed that he had a very good upside, but Mr. Manziel violated a term. And we all understood those terms, and we have to be compliant with it.
He was not. He did not want to get rid of him. He thought he had a great upside. No. I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of upside there. You should see him play hockey there, Tom.
I think that Johnny Manziel, because listen to this, he went on Twitter and he said, right. And he thanked his Canadian fans and said he'll look for opportunities right. to play again in the U.S. He will try to get in with the AAF or the new XFL next year. And I'm thinking, So he saw those two leagues and he found a way to do something to get out of playing in the CFL. That's what I think happened.
That's very possible. That's very possible. I wonder if his attitude changed once he saw that the AAF needed a $250 million shot in the arm after week one.
Yeah, right.
Right. But I do think that's possible. In fact, it did cross my mind as to why he wasn't playing down there, because the CFL is over. There's no way they're playing in February. There's 9 feet of snow up there.
Right.
You know, and I like when he thanks his Canadian fans.
Thank you, Skyler.
You were there for me, buddy. So what could he have done? This is the thing that I don't understand, because Canada's pretty loose on a lot of stuff. Like you said, pot's legal nationwide. This is the land of Moosehead, right? They don't fuck around. Bob and Doug McKenzie, they don't give a shit if he goes out and gets drunk, right? That's his main problem, is he drinks. Did he beat some woman up? I don't know that that's where it was his problem here in the NFL either, because remember that one time that he got busted with that woman on the side of the road in a fight, and the cops definitely sounded like she was the crazy one.
Yeah, I know. Well, it sounded to me like these were two drunks that just, you know,
right.
whatever. They got into some shit, and they were drunk, and whatever.
Right, and all you Redskin fans out there, you want to draft a Big 12 quarterback. Well, just take a fucking look at this guy.
All right, so I just got a text just now from my son.
Right.
And it's, I guess ESPN shared a tweet from Dwayne Haskins. It says, a dream come true.
The Redskins are going to draft him.
Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins says the Giants would be a great spot for him since he grew up rooting for the franchise.
Oh, really? See, that right there queers it for me right there. That's like finding out that this hot new girl you're dating is a transsexual.
My son Tyler then says, He's dead to me. Go ahead. Go to the Giants then. Let us beat it. Let us beat you twice a year, you subhuman loving twerp.
Oh, God bless him. I tell you, Tom, you have raised just a peach of a son. You and Heather should be congratulated. Way to go, Tyler. I'm with you 100%. Jesus Christ. You know, I'll tell you what. The Redskins are at 15. I hope we move just a little bit of heaven and earth just to try to move up into the top five. I will really want Dwayne Haskins.
Well, we don't have a first-round pick, so.
No, you don't.
And I'm okay with that because I like Amari Cooper.
Sure. Sometimes that's what you do. A lot of times people go, oh, the first-round pick's so valuable, and sometimes it is. When you grab a guy, what's he, in his fourth year? He'll be his fifth year next year?
He's 24 years old, man.
Right, exactly. So you've picked a guy in the first round that's got 4 years of experience in the league and a year under his belt with your offense.
Yeah, it's great.
There you go.
I'm fine with
it. I see no problem with that.
All right, you got any email?
I got some email. Number one, Dear Bang, remind our listeners in the UK that I will be over there during the week of March 9th, Zion Max.
Oh.
So, two things to get from this email here, Tom. Number one, my son calls me Bang. Max is my son, calls me Bang. And two, yes, he will, all you UK fans of ours over there, Max is going to be over in the UK for a week at St. Patrick's Day, so.
Oh, wow.
and protect him. Get him good and fucked up and protect him. But he'll be in London, he's going to be in Belfast, he's going to be in a bunch of other places. His girlfriend's over there going to school, and he's going over there to have himself a ball.
We got to have a picture of Max and Tillyard.
Yes.
That has to happen.
Tillyard. Y'all need to get it together. I know Tillyard's in the north of England in Harrogate. So somehow, y'all got to figure it out.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
That
would be awesome. Then I could tell everybody they were married. Look, this is my son.
John, you better not be up here taking pictures with your stupid American podcast friends, full sons.
Oh my God! All right, so yeah, and you know you can say "Dear Dad" on the thing here, Max. That's fine with me. I don't mind. Dear podcast, I braided my pubes and dyed them the color of the team I want to be traded to. Be sure to check out my Instagram video reveal next Tuesday. Signed, Antonio Brown. P.S. But remember, before then, you can give me even more attention in all the other social media I use. What do you think of this guy?
Who, Antonio Brown?
Yes.
Whatever.
All the drama.
He apologized to Ben. I don't understand, you know, for how he acted there at the end of the year, but he said that Ben acted like an owner. Like, yes. He ruled everybody, and nobody could say anything negative or, you know, could cross him or argue with him or anything, and I don't know. I hear...
Oh, we do, too.
You know
we
what
do, too.
You know what I hear? I hear, Smith-Schuster got more balls than me. Smith-Schuster had more yards than me. I don't want to be here anymore.
Dude, do you remember? Now, this is going back maybe 9-10 years on Bang Radio Hour time. All right. So for all of you guys that are out there that are new to us, this is a 14-year-old podcast. So I'm asking Tom to dig back through 352 episodes in his mind right now. But we had a big thing about Ben Roethlisberger was a dick. He was a complete dick. Not the rape charges. Just, I think it came off of that story, the rape charges, but how he is in pickup basketball games, how they wouldn't let him in bars in Pittsburgh. They would let every other Steeler in.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The bouncers couldn't stand him. The bartenders.
Nobody likes him.
Yeah.
Right. So I can completely get that he thinks he's an owner and walks around there and lords things over things. But you know what else I get? He's 36. Shut your mouth for a week or two, another year or so. He's going to retire. You're going to be the face of the franchise.
Dude, I don't think Antonio Brown wants to be there with a rookie quarterback.
No. And that's why all these people that are screaming, oh, bring him to the Redskins. No, for one, he's already having problems in one of the best organizations there is. He'll destroy a locker room like ours. And two, no, he's going to go look at Colt McCoy and go, what? Get the fuck away from me. I dyed my mustache, bitch. Don't you see that?
Well, I do know they said they would not trade him in the division or to the Patriots.
Yeah, that's smart. I mean, what else are you going to do? You can't trade him to the Patriots. You can't trade him to the Ravens.
No, no, you can't trade him in the division, but I don't think you can worry about the Patriots if they offer enough.
They tried to get OBJ. Maybe they just didn't realize how it we just took a look at this Antonio Brown. Say, he's pretty good.
Can you imagine if the Patriots start just coming at him with everything? We'll give you this, we'll give you this, we'll give you this. And they go, right. Hey, maybe we better keep Antonio Brown. He might be good. The Patriots
this won. Guy looks pretty good. Yeah, this Belichick fella seems pretty hot to trot. Maybe you ought to look at the film. Exactly. Well, that's what I got.
All right. Well, I got, let's see here. We've got Pete Smith, our friend from the United Kingdom.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Pete.
Get a picture with Pete. Hi, Pete. Got to get a picture with Pete and Max, too, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody needs to check in this week because Max is going to the airport in like 10 days, 9 days, 8 days.
He wants to know if God had anything to do with what we've seen so far this off season.
Hey, Tom, how you doing?
Good. What's happening?
I gotta tell you, I hate late February. Nothing's going on. Nothing at all. I've heard a lot from Bryce Harper. Heard a lot from Manny Machado. Yeah, yeah, we get it. You got a lot of money. You're welcome. There you go.
What? Hey, hey,
this
step back there. It is I, it is testically, Lord of the Nuts.
Yeah, this is weird,
Let
John.
Let me cover this one, big guy.
Sorry about that, little fella. And you too, little fella.
What?
Go ahead.
Thank you there, big guy. Listen here. Let me tell you something. I've heard about this, the Kansas City Chiefs. You Kansas City Chiefs want to change the rules because you lost the AFC Championship? I am the Lord of Balls, the God of Gonads. There is absolutely no way I will allow anything like that and put my brand on this league ever again.
No, 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 don't get too hasty there, Testicles. Don't get out of line.
You shut up there. You shut up, you loincloth-wearing little hippie. I'm telling you, we built this league on my balls. My balls. And you people want to change the rules every time you lose. Well, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, because if there's anybody on this planet that knows it's me, grow a pair! I have spited.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. He's got this all over my sandals.
Oh, oh. What the hell?
I'm sorry. I've got to go home and clean up my feet. You know, when we don't wear socks with these things.
Oh, yeah?
That's right. None of us do. And there's more than one of me.
Okay.
I have spoken.
Pete Smith has powers that we never reckoned with, I suppose.
We had two gods on at the same time.
Well, did we do that? This is the 352nd show that we've had two gods on at the same time.
Ball god. Ball god.
Well, that was fun.
Ooh. Okay.
What's good about being an atheist is you don't worry about that kind of shit. I'm actually more worried about any kind of punishment from the ball god. It's the weekend. I have plans.
All right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was a good show. Hey, way to go, Bob Kraft. Thanks for giving us a chance to do a show here in late February. Actually, it's the 1st of March, so boom, boom, there you go.
Also, I just wanted to say real quick, this is the first show we've done since the AAF started, and it was like, the first weekend, it was kind of fun. I was watching, good deal of stuff. And the second weekend, I was like, oh, okay, time for another AAF game. Let's see who we got here. And I got through about 5 minutes, and it all of a sudden, it felt like preseason NFL football.
Exactly. All of a sudden, you realize none of these receivers can catch.
I don't know these people. There's like five names here I know. I know the coaches more than I know the players.
That part I don't mind. I'll get that. I'll get the names. But it's they can't catch. And that's the thing I see most out of everything is that the receivers, by and large, the ball goes through their hands like water.
Yeah.
It's sloppy. Oh, by the way, Christian Hash, I think if you look back on your texts, week one of AAF, 10 minutes into whatever time it was that the frickin' Memphis Express started their game, from me, John Taman, Christian Hackenberg still sucks. That dude is terrible. I mean, god-awful bad. I mean, god-awful bad in the AAF bad. I Mike Singletary can't even say anything.
Number one, I got nothing to say. That's number one. Number two,
Give me Vince Young.
Let's see. I got, yeah, okay, so I got some messages. Mike Martz needs a bra.
He does. Yes, he does.
This is not terrible, and that's a good thing. Most of the time, minor league football just looks so bad. We should keep an eye on this.
That was 1 week. Wait, that was what? Maybe 5 minutes into the first week?
Yeah, yeah. Newsflash, Hackenberg still stinks.
Yes, there you go.
Let's see. Memphis announcer says about the Birmingham team, they're still looking for that big play capability they've yet to find, yes. And it's been their big struggle so far. It's the third play of the game.
That's right. That's right. That's right. I'm watching the first fucking week of AAF. I'm watching Memphis and Birmingham. Right. Instantly, Hackenberg comes out and fucks everything up, throws an interception, honest to God, on like the second play of the game. So in they come. They try to throw a bomb. They overthrow it. And this dude says this on the third play of the goddamn season. They are still looking for this big play capability.
Let's see. Then I get... Oh, newsflash, Mike Singletary saw one game of Christian Hackenberg, and the Express just signed Jamarcus Russell.
Now, this is something that Max had texted me, and I haven't seen any verification of this, but I would so love it. As an Express fan, as a fan of the Express, Tom, for us to have Jamarcus Russell, I would personally contribute at least 3 bags of Funyuns and 1 bag of those fried, what are those things, those little pork cracklings? Yeah. Handicap pork hot fries.
Oh, hot fries, yeah.
Hot fry. Handicap hot fries and 3 bags of Funyuns to get Jamarcus Russell into Memphis with Mike Singletary.
And then on Saturday, February 16th, you also texted me, today is Tilliard's birthday. If you get a second, pop on our Facebook yes. page and say something in the birthday thread for our very first fan. I actually went and wrote on his timeline.
Yes, so happy birthday, John Tilliard. Nobody else ever gets any birthday wishes except for John Tilliard because he is the first fan. And he's going to take my son around through Harrogate and introduce him to the hot ladies of the night. And hey, take him down to the Asian brothel at your local Publix shopping center there, Tilliard. Take him down there. Chauffeur him down in the three-wheeled car.
And then I get a text. Then I get a text a week ago. It just says, Megan! And then it all began on last Friday when I got the text from John. It was the first I'd heard of it. Bob Kraft named in a sting on a prostitution ring in Florida. TMZ has it. I said, oh, please let it be true.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll tell you what, the tweet that I sent out that you and I had been on the hotline talking about this was our biggest retweet of the year so far, which ain't saying much. You people need to get on the goddamn stick.
All right. Well, I'm sure something else will happen between now and the next show. But if it doesn't, we have stuff we're ready to talk about. So
that's right. It'll keep.
It will definitely. All right. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Batman. 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 Batman.
Hey, what's my charge, bro? Yo. I'm asking you right now, what's my charge? What's my charge? I want to hear it. What?
Two misdemeanor charges.
Two misdemeanor charges.
I expect you to be out of jail.
Suck my dick. How about that? Do you understand that? You're a bitch, bro. Hey, you locking niggas up just to get some charges, nigga. You a bitch ass nigga. I hope you die tomorrow. Shit wrong as fuck, man. You ain't even ask me what the fuck happened. Did you ask me what happened? No, the fuck you did, bitch. When I told you you hit me, you ain't said shit. Alright. The fuck you talking about? Hey, look. So what we do about him hitting me? What'd you say about that, buddy?
The first time I've heard that before.
Oh, that's the first... Bitch, that's the first time you want to hear it. Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Nigga, dead ass sober. You doing that? Open the window. Why you want to open the window? Because you know a nigga sober, nigga. We all that old fake ass shit, nigga. Nobody got time for that shit. Well, open the window so we can get it on camera. Open the fucking window. No, bitch. This window back here. Yeah, this shit lame as fuck, nigga. Bitch ass nigga. What's your name, bro?
Sergeant Cotton, COTT.
Bitch, you gonna be out of job tomorrow.
fuck ass nigga. You dead ass wrong.
And there's Eli with the interception to seal the launch. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat der einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
Hello, hello, hello,
peoples of UK. If you always get same boring meal deal, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Handmade Burger Co. and Frankie and Benny's.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy so compare the market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Well, 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 peoples of UK, if you're a cereal soggy sandwich eater, or your mouth water when microwave go ping, then you commit crimes against cooking. So thank goodness for Meerkat Meals. Dine out with 2-for-1 on food at your local favorites.
Like Chiquito and Bella Italia.
All with the Meerkat app when you buy so compare the market.
Ooh, lunch is ready.
I'll get my coat.
Qualifying purchase, 2-for-1 on equivalent starters, mains and desserts, a la carte only, Sunday to Thursday, T's and C's and exclusions apply.